When Michael Bloomberg's brand new campaign bus, the Get It Done Express, pulled up at his first San Antonio stump speech at Market Square, it was greeted by enthusiastic Bloomberg supporters and a handful of aggressive protesters. With Trump 2020 flags and a billboard-sized Come and Take It banner with an assault rifle icon, the anti-Bloomberg forces were letting the former New York mayor know they strongly disagree with one of his signature issues, guns. When Bloomberg addressed the crowd, he didn't back down and highlighted his track record on reining in guns.
Donald Trump is a president who's in the pocket of the gun lobby. Instead of just complaining, I took on the NRA, and the NRA is now in disarray, and they're having fundraising problems.
Bloomberg said he created and funded a national organization that is pushing for universal background checks.
Nobody wants to take away anybody's guns, just background checks, called Every Town, and it's got 6 million supporters so far, and we're still going, and we will get it done.
While Bloomberg was shaking hands in the crowd, one of the pro-Trump protesters, Corey Harris, mixed in and cozied up for a selfie. Wearing his red Keep America Great cap, he snapped his photo. Bloomberg didn't flinch.
There was one guy this morning who didn't want to shake my hand. And I said, okay, thank you, but thank you for coming.
Harris said Bloomberg is wrong on guns, and the recent church shooting in White Settlement, Texas proved it.
Well, I'm a big supporter of our Second Amendment rights. If you look at the church shooting 2 weeks ago, the shooter was stopped in 6 seconds.
Jack Wilson, a trained volunteer church security officer, shot and killed the shotgun shooter after he opened fire and killed two churchgoers. Bloomberg has a different view about the lesson from the White Settlement shooting. He still says only law enforcement officers should be armed.
One guy pulling his gun and shooting, thank God he didn't hit an innocent person. We have police, and if we need more police, we should hire them and train them. But I want people that are trained and run under the authority of the government to provide us with security. I'm not trying to take away anybody's weapons, but I just don't want individuals with their own guns in a crowded theater to start shooting.
Bloomberg's stance on guns might seem to make him a rough fit for Texas, but there's polling that indicates many suburban voters want some tougher gun laws. And Bloomberg says he's running his campaign based on data on what's needed in America and what works.
You can measure public health. During my term in City Hall, life expectancy went up by 3 years in New York City. In this country, in the last 3 years, life expectancy has gone down. Now that's the data. The cause is mainly opioids.
Well, his strategy is a risky one.
Cal Gilson is a political science professor at Southern Methodist University. He points out that Bloomberg, who entered the presidential race late, is essentially ignoring the first four primaries and caucuses and looking to gamble big on Super Tuesday in California and Texas.
So his bet is he didn't have the time or really the personality or interest to do the kind of retail campaigning that is required in both Iowa and New Hampshire. But he did have the money to spend big on television and other kinds of advertising to try to enter the fray on Super Tuesday and win some of those big states, or at least show very, very well.
Gilson said Bloomberg is looking for voters in Texas who haven't had a champion in a long time.
His entry is into the sort of traditional wing of the Democratic Party, the sort of old Lloyd Benson, Lyndon Johnson, John Conley, moderate to conservative Democrats to the extent that they still exist. He has shown no real strength that I'm aware of among Hispanics and blacks. He'll have to build some.
Bloomberg, who is worth over $40 billion, says he's willing to spend big to win in Texas. He's not taking any campaign contributions, and that's why he's not in the debates. And his campaign offices will work to elect Democrats up and down the Texas ballot and will support whoever wins the presidential nomination.
We said that whoever wins, we would keep the major offices open across the country until November 3rd.
Does that include Texas?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And what difference do you think that would make?
Every bit helps.
And Bloomberg says his primary goal is to prevent the re-election of Donald Trump. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.